This morning we commission a group of men and women as Stephen ministers. They're listed on the insert in your bulletins. Stephen Ministry is a program that began back in 1975 by a Methodist minister named Kenneth Hawk. When he was beginning his role as pastor of a church, he soon came to realize that he just did not have enough hours in the day to care for the needs of all his parishioners in a way that he wanted to. Realizing that people in his church had gifts that could help in this, he trained a group of lay people to be able to offer comfort and care to others in one-on-one relationships with those who were hurting. And today, Stephen Ministry is an international program that offers distinctively Christian care in some 11,000 congregations from 150 different denominations. Your insert tells a little bit about the history of Stephen Ministry here in this congregation. This morning we commission these new Stephen ministers and once again provide Stephen Ministry trained lay care to those who are part of this church and even outside this church who may need and want care. Now this group of men and women have spent 50 hours of training during the past several months at the capable hands of Stephen leaders, Sue Olson, Dwayne Jacobson, and Sandra Harvey. And those three were gracious enough to even allow Bob Pryor, Don, and myself to participate in the training as well. And during these 50 hours of training, these folks learned a lot of things about being a listener to one in need. As UCC pastor and Stephen leader Susie Kowalik says, some of us jokingly say that it is 50 hours of learning how to keep your mouth shut. And although that's obviously not all it's about, being a caring presence to someone does require to be quiet, to be totally present, and to really actively listen to that person. Also included in the training are topics like feelings, assertiveness, confidentiality, use of prayer, grief care, and many, many other skills. And one thing that Stephen ministers have learned is that while they have an important role to fill in providing care, ultimately it is God who does the healing. And that takes us to our passage in Luke, which I did not read, but I will share that story with you. Jesus is teaching, and some people appear carrying a paralyzed person on a mat. They try to get into the house. Many of you will remember this story. But they can't on account of the crowd. So they get resourceful. They go up on the roof, cut a hole in it, and lower the man right down, right into the middle of the room. Jesus applauds them for their faith and heals the man. Now, it is important in this story to note the roles people play. You have a person in need of care. In this case, a paralyzed man. This paralyzed man receives care from his friends. They are caregivers, pretty creative and resourceful ones at that. And then you have Jesus who does the actual healing. And that's the way it is with Stephen Ministry. There is a person who needs care. And friends, Stephen ministers, step in to help this person get the needed healing. They don't do the actual healing, but they fill an incredibly important role. They serve as a conduit between the one in need and God. You see, Stephen ministers are not called to, nor are they capable, of solving someone else's problem for them. While they are trained to be God's love in action for people in need, they are also aware that they are not God. They are caregivers. God is the cure giver, just like in our scripture passage this morning. Kowalik concludes, Stephen Ministry is God's love in action. We trust that this love of God surrounds all of us and never lets us go. It is a love that accepts us the way we are, fractured and hurting, and refuses to leave us that way. Stephen ministers accept this about themselves and work to convey it to their care receivers. At the end of our story, Jesus tells the healed person, pick up your mat and go home. It is our hope and prayer through compassionate care and love that the care receivers that will be on the receiving end of these Stephen ministers' caregiving will be healed, and that all of us will find our way back home to that heart of God. And so we continue to train, support, and encourage Stephen ministers here at First Presbyterian Church at Caldwell as a way of caring for those in need and moving them towards the healer who is Christ. So if you or someone you know could use a Stephen minister, or if you feel called to this ministry, please let us know. And may we pray for these individuals as they are commissioned this morning. And may we support and value their gifts of ministry and work towards becoming more and more a church which is truly the loving, compassionate body of Christ in this world. We begin our commissioning service with the first stanza of Here I Am, Lord. Let's stand and sing together, number 69, as our Stephen ministers come forward for their commissioning.